Welcome to the pod.
Hell yeah. Shout out to Henry. Love you, Ed.
Love you, Ed Henry.
It's been a while since we've heard from Coach.
Coach Yost. I considered talking like this the entire show today.
Oh, yeah. Does Coach Yost play Candy Crush?
This isn't fucking Candy Crush, okay? This is Royal Match.
Oh, okay. Excuse me. I wasn't sure if...
I'd play Candy Crush, but Royal Match, I think the big thing that I let... No ads.
Oh, ooh. No ads.
No ads in Royal Match, exactly. You could play it on the airplane. You don't have to worry about ads or, you know...
Trick
plays.
Trick ads.
Doodle jump? I would have figured Coach was a doodle jump.
Funny you mention that, because if you take a peek, what's right next to Royal Match?
Doodle jump 2.
That's fucking doodle jump.
I knew it. I knew it right away.
You know, if Mad Mel wasn't the showcase on Thursday, it would be nice to have Coach Yost!
Man,
break down the draft for us. A couple years
from now, that actually might be the
move.
Yeah.
The T.C. Williams tarp.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be so sweet. Whoever's eating food back there, shout out to them.
Just gotta be
right into the microphone.
No, not you.
But when
it was Bruce, for sure.
Listen, Bruce, when your sins jeopardize my daughter.
You think you're my sins?
That was Boston Connor. That was Coach Yost.
Welcome to my life, Yost.
Bruce, what were you eating in the microphone?
I was trying to get just there's one little chocolate chip at the bottom of the bag. God, the chips
you're
all
fucking
away.
Kidding me.
And I was just trying
you
to get
fucking
it out.
Fatso.
Oh, Connor, like you haven't done similar.
Not like this.
When no one wants to
Bubba Gumpino, how are we?
Oh, great. Great day.
Man, how are we?
Doing absolutely fantastic, Tony. How are you doing?
And welcome back to the stage. Father of one sweet boy.
Wow.
Nick Marotta.
Father of
one.
Tell me where have you been?
Cotton's in the credit of the silver spoon. Little boy bringing the man on the moon. Were you part of
this thing even on?
Now it is. We used to sing that to my one friend all the time when he was out boozing.
Just being irresponsible.
I'm going to be honest. I was the one who started singing that to him, and now it doesn't feel as good on the reciprocating end.
Really?
So I do feel bad about that. But no, it's been awesome. Having the baby has been amazing. It was good to be home. Now it's good to be back. And, hey, what better way than to come back to the pod? Oh, how I've missed it. How I missed you guys.
I bet you.
And these shenanigans.
I bet you have.
I can't even listen a lot.
I never miss a show, Tony.
Oh, really? What did you think about last week's?
I didn't give it a second thought.
Okay.
But Frankie hasn't heard the pod yet.
Not yet. Not yet.
Come on, brother.
You know, his virgin ears for some of the subject matter here, but, you know, he'll get there.
Yeah.
You haven't been putting earbuds in his ears and having him listen to the pod yet?
The sweet, sweet sounds of the pod to fall asleep to.
Could you imagine?
What? Isn't that what you guys did when you went skin to skin? You also went ear to ear with the pod.
Shirt off, skin to skin.
The skin to skin wasn't enough, Mana. You needed the pod in your ears as well.
Just my assumption. I don't know how it works.
Everything good?
What?
Everything's great.
Okay, good.
What's going on?
Great grind.
What's going on with you?
We have a full pod. So maybe like a super quick. Did you watch anything?
I watched Fallout.
Okay.
We watched Fallout together. Actually got the wife to watch Fallout. She was surprisingly into it. She enjoyed it.
It's just a good show.
Yeah. I like the gore. Very true to the game.
Yep.
I love that about it. And a couple new, which you got to have. You can't have it just be a carbon copy.
No, you
can't. You got to introduce some new elements.
You
got to
have the gulpers.
What?
Have you guys talked about it in depth already?
No.
No?
Well, not in depth.
So, yeah. That was awesome. Walton Goggins, another just absolute masterclass in acting.
I think it's his best performance.
Could be.
Yeah. Could, maybe.
I truly do.
Have you seen Righteous?
Yeah, I've seen Righteous.
Baby Billy?
That's why
Baby
he's
Billy.
So
actually,
good,
no.
He can be so many different
types. No, I think I'd
characters.
Like him more. Actually, I'm not Righteous. I don't like him.
I'm surprised you weren't a Justified guy.
I've never seen Justified.
I was going to say.
Justified's awesome.
What's the one where he's principal? Or not a principal?
Vice Principals.
With...
Dan Bryan.
Very good in that.
Okay.
I figured you would have loved him in Sons of Anarchy.
I don't remember him in Sons.
I believe he is a cross-dresser in it.
Yeah.
Big old jugs.
Yep.
Yep.
Ooh.
I do like the thought.
Yeah.
Yeah, go back good, and good check role it out. For him. I did finish Better Call Saul.
Oh, congrats.
And?
I mean, it's great show, fantastic. It doesn't sniff Breaking Bad. So people who say that's better than Breaking Bad are idiots. Mm-hmm. It's also just like a pretty cool, like the arc of the show is pretty unbelievable. Like at the end, it's like, oh, this is just like a love story, basically, is what Better Call Saul
him
is.
Him and Kimmy Wexler.
Him and Kim Wexler. Yeah, that's what nice. It is.
Am I the only one that's still seeing Baby Reindeer?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You will be the only one that is watching
Quite
Baby Reindeer.
Feels like time. That. Oh, Sugar. Sugar really
it's
good.
Gonna, it's going to win some awards.
I tried.
Sure, you guys.
I like Sugar.
Sure, you guys.
I tried Sugar.
Does Sugar continually pick up? Because I just finished 1921, and wow, did that leave me, I guess, wanting more.
What's 1921?
It's the Yellowstone.
1923.
Like,
yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
1883, 1923.
The most important part of the story is in 1921, though, so I understand.
Yeah, it does make more sense.
Yeah, that is true, isn't it?
Why the fuck do they make these shows?
Does anybody have any lip balm? My lips are so fucking are chapped. They? Can we get some
bag.
Lip balm
I'll go,
in
I'll
here?
I'll go check for you. I'll give you my bag.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you,
can
Connor.
Can we get some lip balm in here?
Go around my chair.
My wife watched The Resident on Netflix.
Okay.
6-season show.
6 seasons?
And I caught myself catching some episodes with her from time to time. Wasn't bad. Not by far not the greatest show ever written.
Sure.
But it's a hospital drama. And I haven't really watched a hospital show since, like, Scrubs.
Sure.
Okay. So I found myself enjoying
fucking,
it.
I'm no Superman.
Yeah. No, it's a little darker, but also corny.
Okay. Okay.
It's a decent watch, though. It was fine.
Is there a janitor?
No janitor.
Okay.
Let's see. I'm trying to think of who's in it that is. Theo Huxtable is a surgeon.
Wow. What?
Who is the guy, the other surgeon?
Oh. Ooh.
He's, like, the main. Ooh. He's one of the main characters of the show. And I'm trying to think of what else he was in.
What show?
The Resident on Netflix.
Well,
it's like a hospital drama.
I got good news for you. I don't know if you guys have seen this. They're taking a page out of what happened with Suits. White Collar is now on Netflix.
Oh,
I did. Yes. So if you need... We are. Also, Killing Eve is on Netflix. I thought Killing Eve was a great show before I stopped watching it.
Oh, Bruce Greenwood, Kyle. You know Bruce Greenwood? Yeah,
yeah,
he's like the main surgeon.
He's been the president in like 8 different movies and shows.
Yeah.
Deadpool looks cool. Okay. Let's get into the pod fun because it's stacked, and guess what? It's draft week, and we got a lot to do.
Mm-hmm. Amen, brother. Are we just like, okay, yeah.
What the hell is going on here?
Ooh, this must be a loaded pod fodder for leading with this son of a bitch. Are you kidding me? Is it a threesome?
We got a threesome of, don't be confused, those aren't chipmunks, okay?
Squirrels.
Those are squirrels.
Yeah. That front one is fat, my friend.
Well, that's why he's on the bot. Or she.
He's a power bottom.
Power bottom.
Potentially be a power bottom.
Are those
situation.
Three different species, Bruce? I know you fashion yourself some sort of a zoology expert. Do we have a gray squirrel, a black squirrel? And are they all
and
the same type of squirrel
northern,
or just different colors?
Northern squirrel.
Is that how it works?
I think they are all the same species. I do not know what goes into making them a black squirrel versus a albino squirrel or anything like that. But it does look like a bit of an ice cream sandwich situation we have here.
Yeah, I'm not sure what type of squirrels those are.
Okay.
All right, dude.
See, brother. Yeah.
Yep. Loaded one today.
Yeah. Hey, we're doing this for you, brother. For the exactly.
Yep.
We're
thankful. We love you.
Body X.
We love you, Body X. We love you. All right, now.
To be honest, I didn't know threesomes existed in nature. Outside
really?
Of
you know, squirrels humans. Actually have big old dicks.
Like that big nuts
that
too.
Has,
yeah. I know they had huge
well,
nuts.
Well, that has nothing. Nuts. You don't have to have a big penis to have a threesome.
Yeah, but
well,
I mean, how many people helps. Tiny little dinghies are having threesomes?
Not a lot.
There are a ton of black squirrels in Cambridge for some reason.
Really?
Massachusetts, yeah, like exclusively.
I don't think I've ever seen one.
Yeah, no, there are.
Where I come,
they're more rare.
Where I come from, I am.
Where I come from, there's no black squirrels living.
I grew up with the middle squirrel here.
The gray squirrel.
Yeah, I think yeah. I did as well.
Just the squirrel?
Yeah.
Just the plain old gray squirrel.
I once saw a squirrel, two squirrels going up, or rather down the ladder
on
to my
each other.
Hold on, down the ladder of my treehouse in my backyard.
Mm-hmm.
one of them fell so fucking hard on its head.
Wait, you currently have a treehouse?
Oh, that was when I was like 5, 6 years old.
You'll hang out in there still when you go back home.
Always.
Right?
Yeah, always. They got rid of my room. They said, hey, we moved it up there.
Okay,
sounds good. Good. Cool dojo in here, too. Sweet.
I lived in an apartment building in college that had a squirrel in it.
Jesus Christ.
What the fuck was that?
Hey, go ahead, hawk it. You can't just snort it and then not hawk it.
Can't have that on the show.
We're off the rails!
I don't know if anyone else is dealing with this. Nick, I know you are afflicted by allergies, seasonal allergies.
I'm ahead of them this year.
Might have been so fucking bad the last 3 days.
I got second local
honey. Local honey?
Local honey and Claritin.
Have you had any local honey?
Yeah, I have.
Local honey is effective.
Yeah, very effective.
Local honey.
I need to find
you, and you, it's you can't just go to the grocery store and find it. Like,
No.
It's got to be like on the end of the aisle. Like it's got to be from fucking Indiana. Okay. Yeah,
I do have a little beehive right outside my kitchen window that those cocksuckers from Orkin didn't get rid of when I explicitly told them to. So
that'll do the trick.
Yeah. Reach in there.
That should do it.
That's what you did, Nick, right?
Yeah.
Just reach
That'll do.
We had right.
I'm sorry, I apologize.
We had a squirrel in college that would come up to our apartment window, and we'd leave peanut butter out for it and watch it. Like, oh, look, it's
that's awesome.
And then one day, my roommate left the window open, and the squirrel came inside.
Yeah.
And he was fucking bouncing off the rails in our kitchen.
Did some Adderall.
Going pretty much. Like, we're trying to catch this fucking thing, and it's a squirrel, okay? Incredibly fast, incredibly small.
Probably harder than, like, a bird or a bat.
Very hard. Hopping off the stove, into the sink, across the room, and then eventually we ushered him back out, but he was fucking sweet.
Yeah, dude, they are pretty awesome animals. Like, I assume when you guys got those sugar gliders, thought was like, hey, this could be like a little squirrel, but cooler.
Yeah, they
those
were nocturnal, though. I wouldn't
holy shit, those things
I wouldn't recommend a nocturnal animal.
In theory, great.
Genius idea. Yeah. Like, let's be clear
in
about
theory,
that.
In theory, genius.
Yes.
In execution.
Those things, you know, fun for maybe a day or two, and then,
Yeah.
You couldn't put a blanket over their cages faster and just fucking leave.
I felt like such a piece of shit, too. Like, oh, man, I can't.
Dude, they're just so annoying. They never fucking shut up.
We did take them to a sugar glider sanctuary.
Yes.
Surely.
Yeah, I feel like I might be a great candidate for a sugar glider.
No.
You can just put them on your porch and let them fly around.
Dude,
unless you're home 18 hours a day.
We did the responsible thing. We realized very quickly we were not equipped to take proper care of them.
No.
And then we got them into the right hands.
You also need like to live in a 40,000 square foot house because their shrieks just bang off every fucking wall. Nick was at the very top. Diggs was on the upstairs, and I was in the basement.
We still had them at that house.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Dude, every day I'd go up and take a shower, and
we took them from our apartment to that
yeah,
house.
Listen, Tony, I know.
Wait,
because you just
fuck,
shunned
guys
them to my corner of the house,
yeah,
and they were kept back there.
I
had to keep feeding them and keep them alive.
I don't know how those things made it to a second house.
Nick
what
kept
the
them
hell
alive is what it sounds like.
Yeah, they were fun for a couple hours.
They were.
Someone, a loyal Pontiac, sent us in this and said, our boy's down bad. Does it look like Jesse's down bad?
I mean, it looks.
I thought he was dead, so this is great news.
Yeah,
I mean, look at the garage he's working
with.
He's probably under the hood.
I can hear him saying it right now.
It's just something about engines that gets me going. They get me.
What does he have? The largest collection of Fast and Furious.
Yeah,
toys.
No shit, Tony.
You guys better watch your
no,
fucking model
ED
cars.
Sorry, they're fucking collectible.
Thank you.
God damn it.
Couple overnight parts from Japan.
Chad Lindbergh's a sick name. I can't believe
How's he not more shit? How did he not land a million more roles?
Why don't they resurrect
Everyone
him?
Thought and fucking Fast and Furious was a documentary, dude.
Yeah,
so when he died,
it was so realistic.
Rest in peace, Chad Lindbergh.
He was gone forever.
Do we have any video from this, or is it just this picture of
him? Can we not get a Chad Lindbergh?
He's been up signing toy collectibles for fucking 40 hours in a row. I mean, can this guy get some sleep?
How is he not in like Need for Speed? Or
he was in two episodes of your favorite show, Sneaky Pete.
He was in The Last Samurai.
Whoa.
Couple episodes.
I do not remember him.
Died pretty early.
He made over a seven year period, 2011 to 2018. He appeared in two episodes of NCIS. So.
He hit the TV circuit. He was in NCIS. He did CSI, Cold Case, Law & Order.
Okay.
Okay. So he just never got
Rosewood.
His
What was the theme Major song crimes. For CSI Miami?
He coming up. He's in the
number one.
The 21 Savage American Dream.
Is he? Isn't that a isn't that a doc?
No, because fucking the original CSI was. And I really wanna know it.
Yeah, famously sung by. The Who.
Yes, correct. Who? What was Miami, though? Because I remember CSI New York with Gary Sinise was fucking out here in the field. Electric.
I fight for my freedom. If Chad Lindbergh is in the 21 Savage story, it's just him talking about 21 Savage.
Like, I can see fucking Horatio now, brothers.
Yep. Yep, that is it.
That was the worst one.
Don't you fucking dare.
Hey, there's some
CSI Miami.
Penis in my soup. Who wants some gumbo?
Yep,
that
was
what he would say.
Yep.
No, it was when fucking exhibit. There's a shooting at an exhibit concert.
Really?
Horatio goes number one with a bullet. That was shoot. What happened, brothers?
Yeah,
I never watched these shows, man. I'm so glad I
CSI,
did.
Dude, the original CSI was really fucking good. Awesome.
Yeah,
the spinoffs.
I used to come back.
I bet
we talked about this. You go next.
Is that
hold on, go back to that. Go back to that.
Cooper Hag.
Oh, let's try something.
Oh yeah,
it does.
Call it.
I saw the internet. It does something.
Yeah, it does. I know what it does.
Wait, what is this?
Satellite.
It's Fallout.
That is scary. Jeez. Why should do this?
It's just him laughing.
He's screaming.
That's
screaming.
Laugh.
It says laugh online, but I didn't.
He's not
believe
laughing.
That.
So not, when laughing, when I worked
and then it hangs up.
When I worked in sales,
sure.
You know, sometimes you had metrics to hit. You had a certain number of calls per day or something like that.
Yep. Yeah, sure. You get like a free
some bullshit,
like,
certain
I
number of talk
really
times.
Man.
Blah blah blah.
Massage or
yeah,
something.
Just hit your limits and fucking get the fuck out of there.
Yeah.
I used to call the, what's it called? Oh, porn. It's just on the tip of my tongue.
Yeah, porno hotline.
No.
The Soldier Boy number?
Nope. Two names. Okay, we're going to play a game here.
Yep, charades.
Merrill Lynch.
Two names. They were banned.
Bob
Sloan Kettering.
One was the main singer. I'm not sure how much the other one's.
Smash singing. Mouth, rest in peace.
No.
Hey now! Came on my fucking 80s. Shuffle.
80s. Band.
Oh. I'd say 80s. And one of their hits was Rich Girl.
Oh, Daryl Hall and Oates.
Hall and Oates. Okay, there was a Hall and Oates fucking hotline you could call, and it only played Hall and Oates songs.
Why didn't you leave with Rich Girl? Why'd you do the whole song?
Two names.
Rich.
Wanted to see if we could get there before I gave out the obvious. So, okay.
Two names from the 80s, you know.
There was a Hall and Oates hotline that was awesome. That was, you know.
Just do that.
A lot better to call into that.
That's incredible.
Is this real?
No chance.
Yeah, I don't think so. Is that supposed to be Conor McGregor?
It is
Conor McGregor.
It's an AI Popeye, do you believe? But he is shocked.
I would fucking watch the shit out of a real-life Popeye movie.
Who's playing
they
olive oil?
They already made one.
Seriously?
Yeah, Robin Williams is in it.
Mm-hmm. He's Popeye?
I believe so. Yeah.
Well, that's not.
Whoa.
No, because he did a great.
Yeah.
Okay. His arms were so.
That's not Robbo Williams was also jocked back in the day.
But if what's his name wants to make a
fucking forget that.
If Reacher wants to make Popeye.
Yeah. Al Richman.
Yeah. If Al Richman wants
please,
to be Popeye.
We know who Popeye is, and his name is John Cena.
Okay. As soon as you said that, I thought the same thing. He would be great at that.
Be perfect.
And olive oil would obviously be Ana de Armas.
Ooh, Tony.
Whoa. Okay.
I was thinking Anna Joy Taylor.
We're fucking casting.
Who's fucking Bluto?
Is that a dog?
No, he's the big burly son of a bitch. That's always,
John Goodman.
No.
At odds with Popeye.
Boom.
No.
That would be.
Yeah.
Fucking nails.
Cast Popeye, dude.
There it is.
Spot on.
But, or it could be WWE superstar.
Damian Priest.
Jackie Martinez, yeah.
No.
The Scottish psychopath.
Ivar.
Otis.
He's not a current.
Oh, Sheamus.
Okay, WWF superstar.
Okay. Sheamus, maybe.
Yeah. Mark Madden.
He's WCW.
Excuse me,
Hulkster.
I haven't quite the brain today.
You're talking about the Hulkster?
He
brother?
Played a role in.
Spit it out.
Val Venus.
In the Marvel series.
Oh.
Dom Batista.
Thank you.
Yeah, course. Maybe.
Which is also known as Dave Batista.
Save the Lakers.
Yeah, you're right.
There's a chance.
You said burly, man, and I thought Don Batista.
Okay.
Maybe DK Harder. DK Harder
would be sweet.
JD
McDonough.
Could be.
Yeah.
No.
If McDonough's the villain. First guy Popeye kills in the
All
in the
I
movie.
Remember is spinach and Lola.
Spinach. And
the
pipe. Yeah, that's it.
And pipe.
Yep, pipe. Yep.
And he would just take an entire military battleship and put it together in 2 seconds.
That's how Popeye
does. If they do the movie, they just need to make sure he's fucking chawing the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
It's America's best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brothers.
Next. I don't think this guy is the devil, but if the devil were to take human form, I think this is how he'd look and dress.
Boy.
I can't argue.
Yeah, this could be real. Zito's not here. Did you guys see the AI rendering of what Satan looks like?
Based
on the description in the Bible?
No.
It's pretty fucking cool.
Really?
The actual Beelzebub?
Look, I'm not going to say that name, but I will say that the renderings AI created make it out to seem as though Satan is like, and not make it out to seem, but the renderings they create, the fit Satan had on was
nasty.
Fucking suit. Yeah. Lucifer really had it.
And have you seen Lucifer, the show?
No, but I know exactly what that guy looks like.
He's dressed very well. He's suited to the nines.
Search it on Twitter right now.
Okay.
AI Satan.
Yeah.
You know who was a good devil was End of Days with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Classic film.
Ooh, yeah. Whoever the actor was who played the devil in there, I forget.
I haven't seen that since I was probably like 9 years old.
Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
Pretty good devil. Yeah.
Dave Grohl.
Little Nicky.
Also a good Beelzebub.
Satan.
Nothing cool's popping up.
Little Nicky. Pretty sweet. All right, let me find it.
Does Zed have it?
Al Pacino.
Gabriel Byrne.
Oh, classic. Classic.
Spot on.
You're saying that was your favorite Satan actor?
Pretty good.
Was it better than Tom Ellis?
Huh?
Was he better than Tom Ellis?
Who's Tom Ellis?
Probably not.
Lucifer in Lucifer.
Oh, yeah. Hands down.
You don't know that because you've never seen it.
Is that the guy who plays him or is that his name?
Boom!
The
I found it.
The guy who plays him.
Beelzebub?
Can you guys see it?
Let me make sure it's turned away all the way down. Yeah, I'll just send it to the group so you guys can watch it on your phone.
Okay, cool.
But I'm not gonna. We'll probably cut this little section out. Probably not, actually. But
definitely not.
It was pretty wild, to be completely honest with you.
Tough Twitter search, we'll say.
Very tough Twitter search, but I found it. I found it. So if you were going to search it on Twitter,
it's like this golden angel guy.
Yeah, because he is a fallen angel. So like they.
Lucifer is a fallen angel, yes. Mm-hmm. Angel, yes.
Yeah, and an engine. If you search what Satan looks on Twitter, then it'll pop up if you're listening and want to see it.
It's fucking crazy, dog.
Is this what Satan looks like?
Truly crazy, dog.
He does look crazy.
I'm going to say no.
I wouldn't be afraid of that guy.
Yeah, that's why I'm going to say no.
Oh, no.
What?
Yeah. Next.
Oh, no.
Red Lobster bankruptcy after $11 million in losses from endless shrimp.
My lord.
Lobster is in hot financial waters.
Fuck.
Attempting to stay afloat by eyeing Chapter 11 bankruptcy to restructure its debts after an endless shrimp promotion sank the seafood restaurant's chain's bottom line. That'll do it.
Some things are just too hard to stomach.
What about the biscuits?
The Cheddar Bay biscuits?
No one will have the biscuits.
It's like throwing a Hail Mary before halftime.
You can get those at the grocery store now.
You can, but it's
not. I know it's
who's got $11 million? We need $11 million right now, today.
Like, legit.
In this moment.
I fucking love Red Lobster.
Can we get on the horn, please?
Apparently not enough. Save them. No, do something about it.
I bet
you need to be eating there 7 days a week.
I bet I've spent thousands of dollars at Red Lobster over the last couple years. It just doesn't.
Well, did you get endless shrimp? Because if you did, then you're part of the problem.
No, I never. I got popcorn shrimp every time.
Well, what are these comments about? So gross in there. I don't know why people like that place.
Well, guess what, Max Byart, you fucking asshole. You never went to a good Red Lobster then.
Son of a bitch.
There was one right by my house growing up.
Red
Lobster
is like a special treat.
It is.
I do suspect a Red Lobster in Iowa hit pretty hard.
Yeah, yeah, where else you can get fucking seafood? Gotta go to Red Lobster.
We're fucking landlocked.
Yeah. You're not gonna eat seafood at the Outback.
No, and I love seafood. So yeah, I went to Red Lobster a lot.
That is what like Indiana's. I haven't ordered seafood in Indiana in a long, long time.
I've gotten over that a bit. Because it's just like, it's not fresh in like Manhattan. You know, it's sitting on a truck.
What are you talking about, brother?
But they get it comes shipped in day the, of, brother.
Comes, yeah, they, comes straight from the fucking...
No, so the New Yorker rule is like you never get it on Friday because they do ship it on Monday and then
yeah,
ship it again on
Friday.
Yeah,
but you eat seafood in Indiana, so you don't listen to the New Yorker rules.
I just, yeah, I kind of
which is surprising because that feels very much like a thing, Bruce. Well, I can't
well,
eat seafood.
Yeah, no, dude, no, so, New York, so my apartment is next to a sushi place and it eventually broke me. Where I was like, all right, I am just going to get a fucking spicy tuna roll from this place and eat it.
You know what? You're not 45 degrees. You're not going to find a fresher
not 45.
Tataki than Shenzhen in Victoria, British Columbia, my friends.
That sounds fucking unbelievable.
Yeah, it probably is so
but
fresh.
But that is a good point.
British Columbia.
Who, Gloucester, they
who thought that they could make money off endless shrimp?
Yeah, like that. That's like anything. That's like a we need to do a marketing stunt to get people in here, and then it just completely blown
fuck,
up.
Fuck, we lost everything.
They might have thought, though, like people would get sick of eating shrimp.
Either that or they're just banking on people, like, okay, they're going to come in, they're going to have endless shrimp, and then they're going to spend $500 on drinks.
maybe they thought it was like the Chili's where you went to where you order bottomless chips and they just bring you one and that's it.
Could be.
And you never ask again.
Well, see, that's why Chili's did that, though. Yeah. Like, hey, we can't end up.
They still are giving out shrimp like it's going out of style. It's like a 3 for $20 thing.
Send that
you
guy
get...
with the awesome haircut over to deal with them. He knows
that guy's a dog, dude.
He will not bring them another basket of chips. Don't worry.
And then the random guy in the cowboy sweater took our strips away.
Yeah, the guy they gave the entire Chili's restaurant to.
He left that night with the keys to the restaurant.
The deed.
Yeah, you're right. Exactly. He's a franchisee now.
Yeah, bingo. Shout out Red Lobster.
Next. Happy birthday to
they
E.T.
They still have endless shrimp on Mondays.
Yeah.
What are they doing, man? You have
no
chance.
It's a good question.
Bruce, I mean, they got
they haven't learned their lesson.
For the
you can't give up
brother.
Now, brother.
Stick to their guns. I respect
you. You want
go
people
out.
To go in. If,
on top.
If you go into a Red Lobster on Monday and you don't have endless shrimp anymore, people will burn that place to the ground.
You're right.
On Thursday, you get a lobster to shrimp scampi for $20.
Bruce, here's
a
question.
It's got to cost $24.
Would you rather your business go out of business from arson or from bankruptcy?
Yeah, and here's another
arson,
question.
Arson, insurance.
Fuck. Would you rather stay alive or die?
Yeah, that was basically what I was asking.
Cancel bottomless shrimp. Also, Mitt, couldn't hear you because you're not talking to your mic or it's muted.
I think my mic's fucking muted, actually.
Nope.
It's not. No, you just don't know how to
same level as Fox.
There you go. It's all right. It's all right. Hey, next.
Die a hero or live a villain?
Bingo.
Live a villain.
Live a villain.
Live a villain. I agree.
Don't tell Red Lobster.
Because I've watched Despicable Me 1, 2, 3, and Rise of the Minions.
So fucking
Rise
good.
Rise of Gru.
So good.
I don't know. 100 times in the last 30 days, I would much rather be the villain.
Can you say so good?
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, start to finish.
I haven't got sick of it yet.
No. Are you juiced up?
So, Gru is like cool now.
Gru's super
cool. He was always cool.
No. Gru has always been fucking cool.
He did get
when
a little
I
bit
was
cooler.
A camp counselor, Gru was not cool.
You were a camp counselor?
Oh, yeah. And we had movie
talk
day every
cool.
Wednesday. And
what a
boy,
loser.
Movie morning was awesome.
He got a little cooler when he joined the AVL. I'm not going to lie to you.
Of course. Of course. And that was great. That was one of my favorite. Mm-hmm. Parts of the movie was the AVL.
Yeah.
What is this, like the fucking
anti-villain
villain
league? Anti-villain league.
Aston Villa.
Does he change? Aston does Villa he switch sides?
Football club.
Does he switch
Aston
sides?
Villa,
maybe he does. Maybe he doesn't.
Don't,
I don't want to spoil
it.
I haven't seen any of them. Okay. I'll see him eventually.
Right, happy birthday to E.T. himself, Matthew Demerit.
Yeah, holy. I also, this is the first time I knew or found out that E.T., the guy inside the suit didn't have legs. This guy's a savage.
First time I found that
out.
Yeah,
that makes a lot of sense in hindsight.
Now, here's a question.
Mm-hmm.
Arms or hands or feet, correct?
Sorry, what?
When he's in the suit, his hands go where the feet go.
And it looks like that he has a little setup where he's kind of doing that in IRL.
Right?
What kind of gloves he wearing?
Oh, those are mechanics.
4x4.
Those aren't mechanics.
Those aren't mechanics.
No. Do you think he's got like a crank?
I don't know.
On
are they the
side?
Feet or are they the arms?
Those are.
No, I think his
those
arms
are Jose Canseco's old batting gloves. Like.
Those aren't mechanics.
I think his arms are the arms.
So, whose fanny runner. Pack is that? Is that Bueller's?
Could be.
I think so.
Could be.
I want to know more about this.
That fucking skateboard.
Yeah,
is
that long arms. That longboard situation is sweet.
That thing is. Cool.
Yeah,
I am kind of questioning that he does have a different brand besides mechanics.
It's 4x4s, dude.
Do you think when he's on the skateboard, he's facing like a skateboard, or they put him on straight?
Because the wheels aren't in that picture.
He's
facing
on it like
straight.
A skateboard.
No, no,
no.
He's straight.
He's not. That's one of the boats. It's a motorized scooter, asshole. He's got a fucking remote in his hand.
Why the glove?
Why the 4x4s?
Because in case he needs to turn, he can fucking grab onto a railing. And
that's what I mean, though. He's facing forward if it's motorized, because otherwise, why would he just be sitting sideways, just looking like this? Everywhere he's going.
In case someone calls, but if someone calls his name, he has to stop.
Oh, you
turn the thing around. If someone calls his name and he's just like this, and he's like, "Oh yeah, what's up, dude?"
Yeah, good point. Because this is a red carpet, so he's stopping to take some photos. Yeah. This is a nice side pose on the carpet.
True.
Hey, he's going forward.
But for practicality, he's sitting straight, and then if someone
not
calls,
doing this,
he greases up one of the edges with WD-40 and pops up and just spins around.
Which is also cool, and he can grind.
So cool.
Next. But he's got a remote.
If I'm not mistaken, Matthew DeMeritt won an X Games gold medal in big air.
Might have.
Come on.
Travis Pastrana's Nitro Circus.
Not sure if you guys saw this, okay? On April 23rd, 2018.
I'm sick of this shit.
Middleton wore
I'm talking to you, Don Luker, breaker of chains. I'm sick of this shit.
Identical to the one in the horror film Rosemary's Baby. I'm going to go to you, Nick. What does it mean?
I've never seen Rosemary's Baby, but I don't like.
If you haven't seen it, then none of us have seen it.
The Birth of the Antichrist.
Yeah, I have seen Rosemary's Baby.
I don't like this.
Look, I mean, it answers that last sentence there. Rumors are circulating that Kate Middleton was trying to send us a message about the royal family.
Are they?
This is so dumb.
Yeah, so dumb. How about just putting rumors are circulating? I'm going to do that tomorrow, actually.
You should.
Rumors are circulating. Yeah. Pats
sure
are fucking trading out for Caleb Williams.
You do it. The caution thing. Too.
I did it with fucking Yoshinobu Yamamoto.
Bingo.
Yeah, I'll put the cup. Yeah, you're right.
That wasn't a rumor. That was pretty
good. Cool.
And now Judge can hit.
I had on good authority. You're right.
Next.
Maybe that's what I do. Rumors are circulating.
Keeps
the Patriots
the
are trading 18. Back for Joe Alt 7.
Ah. Brian Cox said that Joaquin Phoenix fucking
sucked. This is
sucked.
Bullshit.
And I couldn't agree more.
Did you watch it?
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did. I swear to God. I pull up my Apple TV right now and show you that I didn't finish it because it sucked.
I stopped halfway through, had to go back weeks later and finish it.
The battle scene. I mean, the battle scenes are the only good part, and the battle scenes are awesome. But like Bruce said from the get-go.
How much time do I have left, brother?
An hour and 23 minutes. So you watched an hour and 37
you got
minutes.
Halfway home and pulled the plug.
Did you get to him fucking
too,
up Austria?
I got to it sucked, brother.
No, him fucking up Austria was sick.
Why
dude.
Do you love this fucking movie so much? Dude?
I
because
love
this.
Mate, you're not talking to
anybody.
Yeah. Damn it. I do it every time now. I mean, yeah, you do love this movie, though, Bruce.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. It is like a little.
I was sick of his whole wife cheating on him.
That is bullshit.
I also did not like that. That is why it kind of stuck. And it did make him look like a little fucking bitch.
It did, didn't it?
Yeah.
And like, that's not my Napoleon.
Because back in those days, he could have just slit her throat and no one would have cared.
Yeah, okay, but who was he going to go home and fucking bang the shit up?
Yeah, weird sex.
His whole body shaking.
Weird sex.
Well, that's Joaquin.
Yeah.
You should have seen Joaquin. Remember what he did with that camera?
Yeah.
Her?
Right.
Her?
What?
Her.
Classic.
Her.
Bingo.
Her.
I never saw that one, but.
Classic movie.
That's where he learned those moves.
Yeah.
I would have loved to have seen Brian Cox.
I think they should have done some French accents or something.
Yeah, I mean, him just
French would have been nice.
Talking like he was from fucking Kansas.
Yeah, it was crazy.
A little weird.
When it was like raining and they're waiting for the rain to stop, he literally sounds like a farmer in Kansas talking about it.
Going forward to any movie about French history, I'm going to need Wemby in it.
I agree.
Yeah. I'm going to need a representation of Wemby in it going forward
as
forever.
A French soldier with one of the little had to look so tiny on his head.
He's fucking sniped in the forehead. Yeah. First things first in any war scene.
Fuck, like at the start when they're fucking the siege. He's just fucking talking guys up on the wall. They don't need ladders.
They should cast him as
Wemby
robes,
picking them up like babies and lifting them up to the wall.
It's not a bad idea.
That is a good idea.
Something to think about, Frenchman.
Next.
Oh no!
What
to the videos?
Yeah,
I
you
suppose.
Videos. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, usually that comes next.
There's a fox that just keeps pooping on this guy's Ferrari every night. There's like 10 videos in this Instagram post. You can play it whenever the fuck you want.
whatever the fuck you want. Oh, I have seen this thing. Just big old dump. Gray Ferrari too.
Two nights in a row now, I can't tell if it's a fox or coyote, but this motherfucking thing keeps running through my front yard.
Oh, no.
Really?
At your house?
Yeah, and my backyard's getting done right now, so I can't just let the dogs out the back with a fence. So I got to take them out the front.
There's nothing worse than that.
I better hope it's a fox. There's nothing worse than that, brother.
Well, I just carry a baseball bat out with me every time, and it hasn't decided to fuck with me yet. And if it does, fucking ding dong, the bitch is dead.
Dude, what are we doing here? Get your fucking gun out, brother.
I'm in a neighborhood. I don't know if I'm allowed to put one between
Borrow Bill's silencer.
Stand your ground.
Tony on a ring camera. Sprinting into the middle of the street. I got him.
Firing. Yes.
I just walked out there with my 12 gauge.
Yeah. Where you at, bitch?
Fucking night vision goggles on.
That'd be so sick.
I think I'm in the middle of a game trail.
You might be.
My house.
That would make a lot of sense, actually.
There's a pond behind my house.
Yeah.
Say over by where you're at. I don't.
No.
In the middle of a game trail.
You haven't seen it.
You might be in the middle of a game trail.
Let's set up a game camera.
I think you should. Come on, Dutch.
What are we doing, Dutch?
I'm actually playing that right now.
Are you?
That's what I'm going to do after Fallout 4, Red Dead 2 on PS5.
Reliving the glory days.
I never played it. Sick.
You want to play Neck? Play?
Wrapped it around the neck.
What are we doing, Dutch?
Oh, we've seen this before.
Have we done car jiu-jitsu?
We've done car and phone booth.
You shouldn't be able to use the seatbelt to choke the guy.
It's part of car jiu-jitsu.
Yes.
Car jiu-jitsu.
Do we think these guys' day jobs are hitmen?
No, their day jobs are porn stars.
Yeah, I was going to say, these guys are sticking their ding-dongs in fucking fleshlights all day.
Yeah, that's Jeffy Sims. That's Johnny's
Bill, are you still here?
What the fuck?
Bill's probably watched, 150 fights of this?
Every pay-per-view they've ever done.
See you, brother.
All right.
All right, now.
Hey, you want to slide over here for the last fucking couple videos?
Car jiu-jitsu is definitely one thing, though, I can put on my list never doing.
No chance.
This seems like the most dangerous fucking thing you would ever do, just like as an activity. Is this a sport?
I mean, you can tap out, yeah. Like,
it's live and free on YouTube, Caffeine TV, and Brinks TV, so no, they do not get paid.
I mean, so you're just saying, all right, fuck it, I'm down to have somebody take a seatbelt and go around my neck.
Nah, I'm sure they're making tons of money.
I'd rather get submerged in a lake in my F-150 and have to get out.
I'd rather see that as well.
Yeah, kind of.
I don't know, Bruce.
Yeah, hold on, Bruce.
Bruce, hold on. I'm pretty
Where's
sure
that pond, Tony?
Good. Yeah, let's do it. Pretty sure I know your F-150. How quickly can you crank the windows down? Next. Oh, yep. This is.
Oh, no.
Don't ride the ride. Then.
How many times do we have to say this?
Oh my God.
If you're going to your local state fair,
park carny, 18-wheeler there.
Wait, get off the
what?
Don't go near the rides.
That's fucking hilarious.
Oh, they're hitting
doink.
Oh,
doink.
Yeah. Oh my God. Dude, you. Dude, those people are getting fucked
yeah,
up.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
It's bumper cars on the swings with a truck.
That steel does not budge.
Dude, that. Oh my God.
Fucking
yeah, that's a nightmare right there.
Yeah,
a guy named Cletus is setting that up in his spare time. What are we doing? Get off the ride.
Let's save this one for when Ty's here.
Okay. Okay. We were tagging this one 100 times.
Yeah,
today,
I just might as well just play it just once, but.
I was just like, America doesn't just run on Dunkin', cars do too.
That's fucking good. Love that guy.
Is this the kid that drove the car into the Dunkin', or?
Something along
just
those lines.
Just a witness on the scene.
Fresh fade on the
I'm pretty sure he's the GM of the Dunkin', actually.
Yeah, he probably is. We'll comment on that farther next week.
Yeah, you're going to need Ty to say that.
You know, we should reach out to Mezzy and find out. He's probably got some.
I don't know what the... I don't know.
Bruins!
Yeah, Mezzy.
I don't know the
Bruins
background
might need
of this
from
video,
Mezzy here.
But it popped me. And this guy is... I'm pretty sure we could get everyone right, too, but you'll see. He's judging burgers.
Oh no, I hope for my own sake that I get at least one of these wrong. That's a McDouble from McDonald's, though. It's not Sonic. I know a Sonic burger.
Answer. Whose burger is this?
Burger King.
Yep, that's BK all day.
That's
all
easy.
You talk about sesame seeds.
Flame broiling.
Whose burger is this?
That's Red Robin.
I didn't know that
Answer.
One.
Yeah.
Well, you would have out
Whose
of the three choices.
Whose burger is this?
You know what?
I don't know this one.
I'm going to guess and see
I didn't know this
say
one either.
That it looks like something that would come from like Whataburger or something. Please let me be wrong.
Nice.
No!
Whose burger is this?
Arby's.
That's Arby's!
Answer.
I don't think he has the choices.
It's in and out. No, I'm not going to get one
answer.
Wrong. I'm not going to get one wrong. I'm cooked.
Whose burger is this?
That's Wendy's. That's a Dave single. That's
a Dave single.
They seriously make this guy the Burger King.
Yeah.
Give him the crown.
This should be a Burger King.
It's a great idea.
Yes. Burger King like pays people for that shit too.
Thank you, King.
They paid Hans Zimmer $20
for your majesty. Your king.
Whopper, 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 whopper. Junior, 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 junior.
Yeah, exactly.
What the hell?
If without the choices, I would have not got the Whataburger.
Nah, yeah, we just didn't grow up around it.
I don't think I would have got the Arby's
one
either.
The choices with the Whataburger. That's why, with the multiple choice. If it was just fill in the blank, ooh.
Like the BK was easy, McDonald's was easy.
Yeah.
Wendy's, Dave Single.
Red Robin, easy money.
Yeah.
I've never had Red Robin.
Red Robin, brother?
Really, treat yourself, my friend.
No, I've had the ice cream, Connor. not the meals.
Okay. Next.
The feed that they had. Red Robin.
Before we watch this video, just went 8-3.
8-3?
No way.
Come on. I mean, look at the tree next to her.
8-3 is how tall this woman is.
Why isn't she in
She could clean the gutters with her teeth.
Look at those legs. Holy shit.
Bruce is thinking about climbing that tree right now.
Why isn't she playing for the Liberty Bruce?
And I'm not talking about the palm.
Definitely just Bruce. Where is this?
Kansas.
Okay, that's all I figured.
Somewhere near the equator.
I think Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico is my guess.
Might be Peru.
Could be Peru.
Shout out to this lady.
Eastern person.
I mean, fucking Lisa Bluter better be getting on the horn.
That's what I'm saying.
Today.
What are we doing? Free education.
What are we doing, man?
Shout out to this lady, though. Pretty fucking sick.
How
tall
is she? 8'4"?
8'3".
She looks comfortable
Yeah, she does. She looks like
she looks like she's
actually playing basketball.
They look uncomfortable.
And I think this is the last video of the day. Can you confirm that before we play it, Mitt?
Gump.
Yeah, all right, it is. This might be my favorite video of all time. Okay. You can play it with sound, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I've seen this before. That is...
actually a concussion.
Yep, concussion, and he just slowly slides down the
rest of the fucking course. That's a couple weeks on the IR right there.
Yeah,
I'm surprised one of these kids didn't fucking jump on him at the end.
Well, they were worried about the blood from his ears coming out.
He's fucking out like a light. He's probably so boozed up on that
fucking didn't feel a thing. He's going to wake up in a week like, what the fuck happened?
If they didn't have the song over it, you know what he would have said? Serper derper derper.
I bet I get her sit down.
The slide after. Holy like, if he would have just fell and
dude,
stopped right
kid,
there.
The kid fucking looking at his fucking corpse.
His lifeless body.
Look at the kid having a laugh.
Him turning counterclockwise.
You know what you do now? You use his body as a sled. And you take another slide down into the ball, into the pit of water at the end.
God. Yeah. I hope that kid got like a slap in or something. Like, yeah, fuck you, Uncle Jeff.
Yeah.
Fucking idiot. Slip and slides.
Elevate
his feet. Yep. Got to be careful on slip and slides.
Get that blood flow to the head.
Immediately.
Okay. That's it for today.
I bet he laid there for 3 days.
Yeah.
They just rolled him off. I mean,
no one in that group was calling the ambulance.
They did not give a fuck. No. They might have set this up to kill this guy.
The other guy in the back's like an adult.
Look at the size of that inner tube back there, too.
Yeah, they were moving.
These guys are running wild in the streets here.
Brother.
All right. We'll be back next week. We appreciate all your time and effort for listening to us.
Jasper Dyer Thursday.
Jasper Dyer Thursday. Jasper Spectacular Thursday, 7:30 p.m. Till 12:30.
Yep. ESPN.com.
Maybe one.
ESPN Plus. TikTok Live, YouTube, Facebook Live.
Did you say ESPN Plus?
Yes. All those platforms.
Did you say
ESPN Facebook?
What was the one Tom had?
Tom.
He was one of your eight friends, Nick.
Tom.
Tom?
Tom, let me think here.
The first social media ever created.
I didn't have MySpace.
Okay, but you knew what I was speaking of.
Oh, yeah, Tom from MySpace?
Thank you.
Everybody knows Tom.
We'll be live on MySpace, too.
Fuck yeah. Don't quote us on that.
Don't quote
See you later.
Boy.